If you will turn with me to the Gospel according to Matthew,
我们翻到马太福音第十章
and chapter 10,
第十章
you will read two verses, verses 24 and 25.
我们要读两节，二十四节，二十五节。
A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his Lord.
学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
It is enough for the disciple that he be as his teacher, and the servant as his Lord.
学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样也就罢了。
And then if you will turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音第十六章。
Luke's Gospel chapter 16, one verse, verse 13.
第十三节。
No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
And then in Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8.
马可第八章，马可福音第八章。
From verse 31.
从三十一节读起。
And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days,Rise again.
从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
And he spake the saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him.
耶稣明明地说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。
But he, turning about and seeing his disciples, rebuked Peter.And said, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou mindest not the things of God, but the things of men.
耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
And he called unto him the multitude with his disciples, and said unto them, If any man would come after me.Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whosoever would save his life shall, for whosoever would save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life.For my sake and the gospel's shall save it.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。
And lastly, in the same gospel, chapter 10,
然后第十章
from verse 42,
从四十二节读起。
And Jesus called them to him and saith unto them,Ye know that they who are accounted to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them.
耶稣叫他们来对他们说，你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣操权管理他们。
But it is not so among you.But whosoever would become great among you shall be your minister or hired servant.
只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人或做雇工。
And whosoever would be first among you shall be bond slave of all.
在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人或做奴仆。
For the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for men.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Shall we just have a word of prayer?
我们再有一点祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父，
we have already given this time over into your hands.
我们准备好了，把这段时间交在你手里。
It only remains for us to recognize in your presence that apart from you, we can do nothing.
主，我们在你面前承认说，离开你，我们就什么都不能做。
Lord, we don't want this time to be in any way.Futile.
主，我们不愿意这一段时间是白白过去的。
And therefore, we thank you for the anointing which you have specifically provided for this evening.
所以我们感谢你，我们特别为着你在这个聚会里面所预备的膏油，向你献上感谢。
By faith, we come under that anointing.
主，凭着信心，我们要取用这个膏油。
Speaker, translator, and hearer together.
无论说话的、听话的或者翻译的，都在这个圣灵感动中。
Let your purpose in this time be fulfilled.
主，但愿你为这个时候的旨意能够得着满足。
And let the word of Christ come to dwell in us richly in all wisdom.
但愿基督的道理能丰丰富富地存在我们的心里。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus the Messiah.
我们是靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
My subject this evening is the cross.And service.
今天晚上我的主题是十字架与侍奉。
There is no higher or greater calling that a man or a woman can be given than to be a servant of God.
没有一个更高的呼召，像被呼召来做神的仆人。
It is the highest and the greatest calling that could be given to any one of us.
这是给人所有呼召里面最高的一种。
And every child of God is called to be a servant of the Lord.
每一个神的儿女是被呼召要来做神的仆人。
The tragedy is that very few are servants of the Lord.
那难处就是我们难得有些人是神的仆人。
There are many converts.
有许多蒙恩得救的人。
There are many who are saved.
有许多得救的。
There are many who are even disciples.
那甚至许多人是主的门徒。
But there are few who are servants of God.
难得许多，难得有人是神的奴仆。
And yet God has called us to His service.
但是神却呼召我们来侍奉他。
I have to ask myself straight away.
我常常要问我自己。
When I look at this scripture here in Matthew, a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his Lord.
那特别这一段圣经，学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
It is enough for the disciple that he be as his teacher and the servant as his Lord.
学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样。
I have to ask myself.
有时候我要问自己。
Am I serving the Lord?
是我是不是在侍奉主呢？
Or am I serving myself?
或者我还是侍奉我自己？
Am I serving the Lord?
我在侍奉主呢？
Or am I just serving an organization?
或者我只是在一个机构里面来服侍？
An institution.
或者在一个制度里面侍奉？
A system.
一个系统里侍奉？
There are many who call themselves servants of God in Christendom today.
那今天在基督教里面，很多人称呼他们自己是神的仆人。
But there are few who are serving the Lord.
难得有一些人是来服侍神的。
And this is the subject that I want to underline tonight.
这是今天晚上我们所要着重的题目。
The Lord Jesus did not serve an organization.
我们的主耶稣不是服侍一个机构。
He did not come to serve a system.
他不是来服侍一个系统。
He came to serve his Father.
他来侍奉他的父。
Supremely.
最高的父
100%,
他百分之百的父
from the moment he was born,
当他一生下来
from before he was born,
就算是还没有生下来
he served the father,
他服侍他的父
he said, I come to do thy will, O God,
他说神啊我来要遵行你的旨意
I delight to do thy will,
我喜悦来顺服你的旨意 遵行你的旨意。
And in serving the Father,
在侍奉神的时候,
He served us.
他就服侍我们了。
If he had served an organization, maybe he couldn't have served us.
如果他真的服侍一个组织, 他就不能服侍我们。
But because supremely he served the Father,
因为他最优先地侍奉他的神,
and did the will of the Father,
遵行神的旨意,
he saved us.
他拯救我们。
Now, dear child of God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
it is enough for the servant to be as his Lord.
这里说学生不能高过先生。
You and I can never do what the Lord Jesus did.
我们永远不能做我们主所做的。
Because he was without sin.
因为他是没有罪的。
He was the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊。
He gave himself for our sins in our place.
他为我们罪的缘故站在我们罪人的地位上。
That is something none of us could ever do.
这件事是没有一个人我们能做的。
But we have to ask ourselves,
但是我们要问我们自己,
did he lay down his life?
他有没有舍命呢?
Then I must lay down my life.
那我必须要舍命。
Did he give up his will to do the Father's will?
他有没有舍去他自己的意思, 为了遵照神的意思呢?
Then I have to give up my will to do his will.
那我一定要放下我的意思来遵行父的旨意。
Did he live in difficult circumstances?
他有没有在困难的环境里面?
Then I might have to live in difficult circumstances.
那么我们也要活在艰难中。
Did he come into this world to be inhibited?
他不是来到这个世界上被叫他不是那么自由呢?
Let me explain.
让我来解释。
The Lord of glory,
荣耀的主,
God the Son,
神的儿子,
became a little baby,
变成一个小小的婴孩,
limited himself to a foot of flesh,
他受了肉体的限制,
cradled in a woman's arm,
你知道就在母亲的怀里面,
dependent on his mother,
他需要完全依靠他的母亲,
dependent upon others,
他依靠别人。
He became a carpenter.
他变成个木匠。
He made things.
他做许多的木头。
He listened to people criticizing.
他要适应许多的事。
Difficult customers.
那有些很不容易的习惯。
For some 20 years.
有二十几年。
These were the circumstances he came into.
那就这样的环境，他进到那个环境里。
If he was born to such straitened circumstances,
如果他是这样的一个非常很紧的环境里面，
then God can bring me into such circumstances.
那么神也能把我们带到这样的环境。
Did the Lord Jesus endure the contradiction of sinners?
我们的主不是忍受罪人的顶撞吗？
Then I may have to endure the contradiction.
那我也要接受顶撞。
You understand?
明白吗？
This is the call of God.
这是神的呼召。
In other words,
换一句话说,
there is no such thing as service without the cross.
换一句话说，不可能我们只侍奉他而没有十字架。
You cannot serve God even for a day without the cross.
你不可能侍奉是一天而没有十字架。
It is impossible.
这是不可能的。
Because it is enough for the servant to be as his Lord.
因为学生不能高过先，仆人不能高过主人。
The servant isn't above his Lord.
这个仆人不能高过主人。
He has to follow his Lord.
他必须跟随他的主人。
And Jesus put it simply.
我们的主是很简单的这样表明，
words that a child can understand，
他说的话是小孩都能懂得的。
If any man follow me，
任何人要跟随我，
let him deny himself，
让他舍己，
take up his cross，
背起他的十字架，
and follow me，
来跟从我。
You cannot get away from it，
你逃不掉这个件事。
It is inescapable，
这个逃也逃不掉的。
It is the cross.
十字架。
You cannot follow the Lord Jesus.
你没有办法跟随耶稣。
Without the cross.
没有十字架。
Samuel Rutherford said hundreds of years ago.
那罗德福弟兄说过好几百年前这样说。
When he was suffering in prison.
当他在监牢里面受苦的时候。
And he wrote for the Lord Jesus.
他为了基督受苦的时候。
And he wrote a letter.
他写了一封信。
And he said this.
他这样说。
Men want Christ cheap.
许多人要廉价的基督。
They want him without his cross.
他们要他，但是不要他的十字架。
But the price will not come down.
但是那个代价永远不会降低的。
So my dear friends,
所以弟兄姊妹
，settle it in your heart.
今天你必须定规好了。
You cannot follow the Lord without the cross.
你不可能跟随主而没有十字架。
It stands there.
十字架永远在哪
？Dark.
你就在这里。
Bloody.
血
in the way
就在那条
you must go out of the way
你我们必须不受不做那个拦阻
that is the only way to evade the cross
这是唯一的路我能逃避十字架
if you will follow the Lord
如果你跟随主
then you have to take up your cross
你必须背起你的十字架
then you have to give up all right to yourself
你必须放下许多的权利
I hopeThat we are underlining this very simple truth.
我盼望我们能够这样着重的这个简单的真理。
We are suffering. My American brethren will forgive me.
我请美国弟兄姊妹原谅我。
But we are suffering from what I call the syndrome of American Christianity.
我想我们有的时候我们受许多的苦，就是因为有一些观念是从美国基督徒来的。
Everything easy.
什么事都是容易的。
Everything comfortable.
什么事都是安逸的。
Everything quick.
什么事都是快的。
Everything instant.
什么事情都是一下就炒的。
Instant Christianity.
而且是速，一切都是速成的。
Instant holiness.
速成的。
Instant everything.
速成早餐。
No price.
不要付代价的。
This is a syndrome.
这个是难处。
And the Lord's people are suffering from it all over the world.
我想全世界的基督徒都受了这个难处。
They look upon these words of the Lord Jesus as something that is not central.
他们认为这个东西好像不是中心的东西。
It is something on the periphery.
好像是在那个周圆周的。
Something for mystics.
这个是为着奥秘派的。
Something for eccentrics.
这些为着那些禁欲主义的人。
Yeah, those off the center, out of the center.
就是那个为着那边缘的人。
Yes, it's not fundamental.
好像不是基本的。
It is not essential.
好像不是必须的。
It is not vital.
好像不是紧要的。
But here are the words of Jesus.
但是主耶，这里是主的话。
Talking about the gospel
讲道福音
if any man come after me
若有人要跟从我
let him deny himself
他必须舍己
take up his cross
背起他的十字架
and follow me
来跟从我
he that would save his life
谁拯救凡救自己生命
shall lose it
要丧失生命
and he that would lose his life for my sake and the gospel
凡为我和福音丧生命的
shall find it
要得着生命
These are the words of the Lord Jesus
这是耶稣基督的话
So we cannot follow the Lamb
所以我们不能够跟随羔羊
Without facing the cross
如果不面对十字架
Without paying the price
如果不付代价
This is the price of being a servant of God
这是为着神做神的奴仆必须付上的代价
In the old days
在从前
in the armies of the Bible, in the armies of the Bible,
army,
armies, yes,
这个圣
military army,
也对，在这个圣经军队，一些军队
，the captains, the officers always led their men.
我们知道那个将军或者领这个军队领袖总是带着他的部下。
We still have this tradition in the Israeli army today.
你知道今天我们在以色列军队仍旧有这样的一个习惯。
But in the rest of the armies of the world,
整个世界的军队
the officers are at the back.
你知道将军都在后面
and the men are sent forward.
把人往前送
So the men die.
人死了
and the officers survive.
那么这些将军就活了
Yes.
是的
This is not biblical leadership.
这个不是圣经里面所讲的怎样做领袖
Biblical leadership
圣经里面所说的领袖
Spiritual leadership
属灵的领袖
Is that we lead lead the flock.
换句话说，我们带着羊群。
What is a servant of God?
神的奴仆什么意思呢？
He is someone leading the flock.
他是带领羊群的一般人。
Someone by his example.
那借着他的榜样。
By his character.
借着他的性格。
By his experience of the Lord.
借着他在主面前的经历。
By his commitment to the Lord.
借着他向着主的交托。
By the working of the cross in his life.
借着十字架在他身上的工作。
By the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的膏油。
Is leading the people of God.
他带着百姓往前。
He's in the front.
他永远在前线。
This is why it is so important.
为什么这是这样的重要？
If we would follow the Lord.
如果我们要跟随主。
Then we have to know the cross in our experience.
我们在我们的经历里面必须认识十字架。
If we would serve the Lord.
我们若侍奉神。
Now, the great problem.
难处在这里。
In God's work.
特别在神的工作里。
Listen carefully.
请你注意听。
Is the uncrucified worker.
Worker. Yeah. 就是一个没有钉没有被钉死的一个工人。
That is the great problem in the work of God.
这是在神的工作里面一个极大的难处。
Uncrucified workers.
没有被钉死的工人。
People who say they are servants of God.
他有的人说我们是神的仆人。
But they are uncrucified.
但他们从来没有被钉死的。
People who say they are leaders amongst God's people.
但是他却是神百姓中间的领袖。
But they are uncrucified.
但他们没有被钉死。
This is the problem.
这就是难处了。
The character of God's servant is all important to God.
对于神来说，神仆人的性格是太重要了。
It is not as if God says, well, his character is poor, but his work is good.
不是说神说好了，他的性格是软弱的，但他的工作是成功的。
So I will overlook the character.
所以我就不看，就不暂且不看他那个性格。
Because the work is good.
因为他的工作成功的。
No,
不是的。
God looks for character in his servant.
神在他的仆人中间特别注意他的性格。
It is all important to God.
这个对神来讲太重要了。
Self in God's service.
在神侍奉里面，己在神的侍奉里面。
is the problem we are facing.
这是我们今天所面对的问题。
Much service.
许多的侍奉。
Is a mere realm for self-fulfillment.
只是为做叫自己得着满足的。
Many men go into the Christian ministry.
许多人进到这个基督徒的侍奉里面。
I even know some who've become missionaries.
我知道有很多人变成传教士。
For a self-fulfillment.
就是为做要满足他自己。
Some kind of sense of fulfillment for themselves.
这个对他们来讲有一种的满足感。
Self-interest,
自己的利益
；self-aggrandizement,
自己的扩大
；self-glory,
自己的荣耀。
This is the problem of self in the service of God.
这是己的难处，特别在神的工作里面。
The Scripture speaks,
圣经里面讲
，of some preaching a gospel for envy and strife.
有的人是因着嫉妒纷争而传福音的。
Paul says in Philippians 1,
你知道保罗在腓立比第一章说
15 and 16,
第十五章十六章那里。
Some he says preach the gospel for envy and strife.
有的人传道是出于嫉妒和纷争。
He says they preach the gospel for contention.
他说他们传福音是他们传基督是出于嫉妒。
Now what does this mean?
这什么意思？
It means they are building an empire.
In
which everything is dependent upon them.
那结果是以完全以这个人做中心。
They have special truths.
他们有特别别的真理。
That nobody else has.
别人都没有。
Special experiences.
特别的经历。
Special ways of doing things.
特别那个一些方法。
And so everyone who comes under their ministry.
所以每一个人如果来到他的服事底下。
Becomes odd.
完变得很奇特的。
They are separated from all other believers.
他们和所有的圣徒都完全分开了。
And they don't even know it.
他们甚至不自觉。
They are foolish sheep.
他们完全不知道的。
Being fleeced by false shepherds.
他们被这个假的牧人带走了。
With the Christendom is full of it.
你知道今天基督教的充满了这些。
We have empires being built by men.
我们人建立了许许多多大帝国。
In the service of God.
特别在神的侍奉里面。
Ministering the words.
特别当他们传主的话。
Talking about revelation.
讲到启示。
Talking about the deeper things of God.
那特别讲到神深奥的事。
But it is an empire that is being built.
但是这个是人建立了一个大的帝国或者王国。
It is not the body of Christ.
这个不是基督的身体。
It is an empire.
这是一个帝国。
One of the keys I have noticed again and again.
我一直注意一件事，一再重复这样。
In charismatic circles.
你特别是在这个
evangelical
灵恩运动里面，在一边基要运动、基要派里面，不管你在什么地方。
One of the signs that it's an empire.
你会发现人在建立地、建立这个王国。
Is that these men start a dynasty? A dynasty.
哦，他们开始建立一个朝代。
Their sons have to take over.
那你知道他们的儿子必须要继承的。
It is amazing.
稀奇的很。
In the New Testament,
在新约时代
the anointing doesn't go from father to son.
你知道这个膏油不是从父一直传到儿子的。
It goes from believer to believer.
那是从信徒传到信徒的。
There is nothing to do with flesh.
那这个和肉体没有关系。
It doesn't belong to special families.
这个和哪一个特别家庭没有关系的。
But everywhere I look,
但是我无论到什么地方
I see these men, these brethren, they're sons being groomed to take over whole works of God.
你看见他们的儿子好像就能完全把整个神的工作拿起来了。
It is self in the service of God.
你知道这就是己彰显在神的侍奉里面。
Somewhere there has been a failure to experience the cross.
总是这里证明说在经历十字架这件事是失败的。
And so men with great ability,
所以人如果有本事
great gifts,
有很大的恩赐
sometimes real revelation,
甚至于好像真的有启示
begin to use it,
结果就利用这些东西
to exploit the people of God,
然后就得住这些
不善的 to manipulate,
然后来操纵他们
to take money from them,
然后就从他们身上得着许多的好处
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
You don't have to be for long in the work of God to discover.
你知道你在神的侍奉里，你不需要待很久，你就会发现这些事。
Some begin in the Spirit.
有的人是在圣灵灵里面。
With a real anointing.
真的有膏油。
But they end in the flesh.
他开始这样的结果，最后是结束在肉体里面。
Now how is it possible?
那怎么可能这件事发生？
To be called by God into His service.
如果是神呼召我们。
To begin with an anointing.
而是从恩膏膏油开始的。
To begin with in the spirit.
从在灵里面开始的。
And to end in the flesh.
结果是结束在肉体的上面。
Wood.
Hay. 草木禾秸。
Stubble.
草木禾秸。
All of which will be burnt up.
你知道有一天通通要烧毁的。
Huge system.
一个大的系统。
Great meeting places.
一个大的聚会的地方。许许多多的工人
and it's wood,
都是什么
hey,
草木
and stubble,
禾秸
it will not go through into eternity,
不能够一直存留到永远
it began in the spirit,
虽然是从灵开灵
but it has ended in the flesh,
但是结果结束在肉体上 为什么
Because of self in the work of God.
因为己在这己在整个神的侍奉里面。
And we have another problem.
我们有另外一个难处。
We have self-manufactured service.
我们有自己制造出来的侍奉。
Self-manufactured service.
自己制造出来的侍奉。
Have you got, as we say in Irish English, the gift of the gab? this is an ability to chatter.
就是说你有一个很会讲话。
Have you got the gift of the gab?
你有没有？你是不是很会讲？你是不是七嘴八舌的
？Then you can preach.
然后呢，你可以传。你只要会传，会转就行。
You use your voice.
你用你的话就行。
You use your natural ability.
用你天然的才干。
You can hold people.
你可以得罪人。
Do you have the ability to organize?
你有没有组织的能力呢
？And organize.
然后组织。
And you organize and organize.
组织，组织，再组织，再组织。
There's no need for the Holy Spirit.
那不需要圣灵了。
You have built such an organization.
你组织组织的很好。
And it will go on without the Holy Spirit.
所以现在这个组织可以一直持续下去，不需要圣灵的同在。
Such is the cleverness of man.
你知道这是人的之聪明。
We can produce institutions, organizations.
我们能够产生一些制度，也产生一些组织。
We can produce perfect New Testament patterns.
我们可以产生一个完全新约的蓝图。
Everything looks absolutely biblical.
每一件事都是合乎圣经的。
But it is manufactured from self.
但是却是从己那里制造出来的。
It is all the work of self.
都是己的工作。
Now, my dear friends,
我的弟兄姊妹，
I could give so many illustrations.
我可以举很多的例子。
You know, sometimes our service,
你知道，有的时候我们的侍奉
is all sweat.
都是汗。
All sweat.
都是汗。
It's not the Holy Spirit.
不是圣灵。
It's not the Lord.
不是主。
All sweat.
都是我们所流的汗。都是汗，都是汗。
We get to work in the Lord.
这样都是汗。
It's okay, Lord.
主啊，好了，
you can sleep.
你可以睡觉了。
We'll work.
我们来工作。
You can rest.
你可以安息了。
We'll do it for you.
我们要为你来做。
Especially again our American brethren.
特别是美国的弟兄姊妹。
They are marvelous at getting things off the ground.
他们什么东西一下就做得好好的。
Now I have observed that some of the Chinese are very good as well.
你知道，我发现中国的弟兄姊妹也很厉害的。
They have this cleverness up here.
他们在这里很聪明的。
And they can organize everything.
他们能组织每一件事情。
Right down to details.
那每一点细节都考虑到了。
It looks absolutely.
而且很合乎圣经的。
According to our understanding and knowledge of the Bible.
那是我们所领会的圣经。
If you know your Bible well.
如果你真的知道你的圣经。
And you have some understanding.
如果你真的有一点领会，属灵的领会。
You can get something off the ground very biblical.
你想有的时候你会很容易从圣经里面这个建立根据圣经建立一些东西。
Really, it can be absolutely looks like the Bible.
好像这就是圣经所说的。
It's absolutely New Testament.
它是绝对是照着新约的蓝图。
You can't fault it.
你这不会错的。
But it is the work of self.
但是这是己的工作。
It is not the work of the Lord Jesus.
这个不是耶稣基督的工作。
It is not the building work of the Lord Jesus.
这个不是基督建造的工作。
It is not the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个不是圣灵的工作。
This is a huge problem.
这是我们极大的难处。
Another problem we have.
那另外一个难处是这样。
Is double-minded.
我们这个是一个三心两意的服侍。
We really want to serve the Lord.
我们真要侍奉主。
And yet,
但是呢
，we want something for ourselves.
我们要有一些是为着自己的。
We want to serve the Lord.
我们要侍奉主
，but not too much cost.
但是不要付太多的代价。
And so we are double-minded.
所以你看，我们是三心两意的。
That's why it says in Luke.
所以在路加福音里面
，and chapter 16,
十六章那里说。
No servant can serve two masters.
一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。
You can't serve yourself.
你不能侍奉自己。
And God.
而同时侍奉神。
You can't serve mammon.
你不能侍奉马门。
Which is the gathering together of wealth.
那就是积攒所有的财富。
To look after yourself.
那特别是照顾你自己。
And God.
同时又照顾谁？
If you have two masters,
如果你有两个主人，
you will either hate one,
要么就是恶这个，
and not the other,
要么爱那个。
Or you will at least,
或者最少，
despise one,
轻看一个。
You understand?
你明白吗？
You see, double-minded.
你知道三心两意的，三心两意的。
Double-minded.
三心两意。
You have two minds.
有两个心思。
All the time you have two minds in here.
每一个时候都是三心两意。
Spiritual schizophrenia. He doesn't. No, never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
就是一件事，就是三心两意。
But you understand English will have heard of schizophrenia.
你听过英文这样说的，三心两意。
Two things.
双重人格，双重人格。
Spiritual schizophrenia.
就属灵的双重人格。
Two.
两个双重人格。
Many Christians are spiritual schizophrenic.
许多人是属灵的双重人格。
They've got two things going at the same time.
他们两件事在同一个时候进行。
They come to a conference like this.
他们来了这样的特会。
And serving God comes up on top.
No, 侍奉神来的 先侍奉神。
I must serve the Lord.
我一定要侍奉神。
Yes, it's right.
对，我们应该
right, what I heard.
应该要侍奉神。
Yes, I must serve the Lord.
对，我应该侍奉神。
The singing was so wonderful.
你看诗歌唱得太好了。
The sense of the Lord's presence was wonderful.
我们觉得主实在有同在。
In my heart, I know it's right.
我知道这是对的。
I must serve the Lord.
我应该侍奉神。
Again.
然后呢
？Tomorrow.
明天。
They go back to their family.
你回到家里去。
Then they meet all the problems.
你将碰到许多难处了。
Then they go back to work.
那回到公司房。
Then they meet all the problems.
哦，碰见许多难处。
Then suddenly.
那忽然间。
They have the opportunity of making a bit more money.
啊，然后有一点机会可以赚一点的钱。
Oh, the Lord has gone.
哦，主就走了。
Now it's Mammon.
现在马门来了。
So here we go backwards and forwards.
所以你看，在马门主之间跑来跑去。
One and the other. Then this.
一个上一个下面。
Then this. Then
一会儿这一会儿那个。这是三心两意的。
In Matthew,
马太
chapter 6,
马太第六章
and verse 22,
二十二节
it says, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness.
若你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。
If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is the darkness?
你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
No man can serve two masters.
一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Double vision.
你看，这是两重的影像。
Actually,
事实上
double vision makes you sick.
有的时候双重的影像叫我们这个人昏的。
It does.
会的。
If you have double vision,
如果你这个人有双重影像的话
before you have a kind of travel,
那要叫你这个人头晕的。
And many servants of God are suffering from spiritual travel.
你知道很多神的仆人就是这样晕头转向。
They see two things all the time.
他们看同时看见两个影双重影像。
They see the challenge of the Lord.
他们看见神的挑战。
And self fulfillment.
然后怎样满足自己。
They see cost.
他们看见这个代价
and they see gain for self.
然后他看见怎样为自己得利。你看见这是双重的影像。
The words of the Lord Jesus are so severe.
我们知道主耶稣基督的工作是非常严肃的。
When Peter tried to stop him from going to the cross.
你知道当彼得拦住他不要上十字架，不要去十字架。
I must point out to you.
我必须指出来。
It was from the very best motives.
你知道是从一个很好的动机出发的。
He did not want his Lord to suffer.
你知道彼得不要他的主受苦。
No, he said.
他说不可以。
Lord,
他说不。
Don't say such a thing.
千万不要这样说。
You must not speak about it.
你谈也不要提，也不要提到。
We will not allow it.
我们绝不让你这样做。
And Jesus said,
主耶稣说
Get thee behind me, Satan.
撒旦退我后边去吧。
That is a terrible thing, as I said the first evening. It is a terrible thing to say to a Christian.
这个对基督来讲，这样说是太可怕了。
To call a Christian Satan.
你称呼一个基督徒撒旦。
To call a servant of God Satan.
你称呼一个神的仆人撒旦。
To call the first apostle.
特别是称呼所谓第一个使徒撒旦。
The one with the keys.
这一位带着钥匙的。
Satan
说他是撒旦
That is terrible
这个实在不可想象
Why was the Lord so severe?
那为什么我们的主这么严厉啊
Didn't he know that Peter loved him?
他难道不知道彼得爱他吗
Didn't he know that Peter longed for his best?
你知道难道主的主彼得不是想到主的好处吗
Didn't he know that Peter had good motives?
他难道不知道彼得是满怀好的动机吗
Didn't he know there were many other good things about Peter?
他难道不知道彼得里面有许多的好处吗
He's the one who said, "Thou art the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
你就是他告诉是 God， 他告诉主说你是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus said to him，
主耶稣说
，"Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona."
西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
For flesh and blood has not revealed that to you.
因为不是属血肉的指示你的。
But my Father who is in heaven.
是天上的父。
Why didn't the Lord Jesus put those good things in the scale and against the bad?
那为什么我们的主不把这个好的 比得好的坏的放在天秤来称呢？
Why did he say get thee behind me Satan?
为什么说他说退我后边去吧撒旦？
Because the Lord Jesus was getting to the root of this problem in our service.
因为我们的主来到我们侍奉最根本的地方。
However good motives our self-life might have,
不管我们这个人自己的生命有多好，
We are dangerous.
我们非常的危险。
Unless we go the way of the cross,
除非我们经历十字架的道路。
It doesn't matter how much revelation we have,
不管我们有多少的启示。
How much devotion we have,
不管我们多虔诚。
How much zeal we have,
不管我们多热心。
How much commitment we have,
不管我们怎样的交托给主。
How much energy we have,
不管我们有多少的力量。
If our self-life is not dealt,
如果我们的己的生命没有被对付。
It will destroy the work of God,
结果要摧残神的工作。
It will turn the work of God into an empire for it.
结果就要把神的工作变成一个王国。
It will turn the work of God into a platform for self-expression.
结果就要把神的工作变成彰显自己的舞台。
So Jesus said.
所以主耶稣说
，Get thee behind me, Satan.
退我后边去吧，撒旦。
That is the root of the trouble in the whole universe.
你知道这整个宇宙里面这个最大的难处。
I.
我。
It is very interesting,
非常有趣的
that in Matthew's version,
在马太
in Matthew chapter 16,
你知道马太十六章
verse 23,
那个二十三节
Jesus said this,
主耶稣这样说
But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan.Thou art a stumbling block unto me.
主对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边，你是绊我脚的。”
Here is something else we have to face.
现在我们要面对另外一件事。
Here is an apostle.
这一个是使徒啊。
A child of God devoted to the Lord.
你知道这个是神的儿童和孩子奉献给主的。
He has given up everything to follow the Lord.
他为了主撇下一切的。
And he's had revelation from heaven.
而且他有从天上来的启示。
And here is Jesus saying,
那现在我们的主说
You are a stumbling block.
你是绊我脚的。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
So many Christian workers are stumbling blocks.
今天许多神的仆人是主的绊脚石。
They trip up, if I may put it reverently. They trip up the Lord.
我很恭敬地说，他把我们的主绊倒了。
They are blocks of stone in the way of the Lord.
你知道，他们把绊脚石放在那个神旨意那个路上。
Instead of a path for God.
不是，应该是跟随主。
Instead of being a vehicle for God.
应该是为着主，应该是为着主行动的。
They are a stumbling block.
结果变成绊脚石。
I go all over the world.
我走遍全世界。
And in so many places,
在许多的地方
，I see men of God.
我看见神的仆人。
Men with revelation.
有人是有启示的。
Men who know the Bible.
这些人知道真理。
Men who in many ways love the Lord.
实在他们爱主。
But they themselves are the stumbling block to the fulfillment of their own ministry.
绊脚石。
They destroy the work of the Holy Spirit.
他们摧毁了圣灵的工作。
They quench the Holy Spirit.
他们消灭了圣灵的感动。
They grieve the Holy Spirit.
叫圣灵担忧。
They pour water upon the fire of God.
他们把水浇在圣灵的火上。
This is the problem.
这是难处。
They are stumbling blocks to the Lord.
他们是绊住耶稣脚的。
This is self.
这是己的难处。
The work of the Lord.
在神的工作里面的难处。
Oh, child of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Would you serve the Lord?
你侍奉主吗
？Then the ground of Satan in us has to be plucked out.
你知道这撒旦必须被推，必须被斥责。
We need to be turned from a stumbling block into a living stone built up.
我们不能是绊脚石，我们必须是活石为主建造。
And only the Lord can do it.
只有主能做这样的事。
Isn't it amazing?
你看稀奇不稀奇
？How Satan works.
你看撒旦能做这样的事。
Some of these great denominations.
你知道这些大的宗派。
That have given us in their beginning,
在他们开始的时候
so much truth,
那么多的真理
today deny the very truth on which they came into being.
但是今天他们就刚好和当初的真理完全相反
It is unbelievable,
这个想也不可想象的
It is unbelievable.
这个实在不可想象的。
That a child of God could be a servant of the Lord.
你知道神的儿女可以神的仆人。
And be a stumbling block.
但是居然是主的绊脚石。
Notice,
注意
not just a stumbling block to Christians.
不光是基督徒的绊脚石。
Not just a stumbling block to the world,
不光是世界的绊脚石。
A stumbling block to the Lord,
是对主来说是绊脚石。
Something that stops him from doing his work,
这样就整个瘫痪了，整个摧毁了整个工作。
I say it again,
我要再重复的说。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
I go everywhere.
我到很多地方。
And I see again and again,
我一再的看见。
The very brethren.
非常恭敬的
who long to see something happen
要看见什么事要发生的
who want to see the church functioning
他们要看见教会能够进功用
who want to see church life in experience
要看见教会生活能够被经历的
are themselves the stumbling block
他们爬到了这样他自己却变成了绊脚石
years ago
好几年前
I was asked to go to a certain place.
我被请到一个地方。
A certain city.
到一个城里。
Not in America.
但是不是在美国。
Well, not in the United States.
也不是在美国。
Actually, it was in North America, but I'm not going to say where.
Yeah, okay. 一个城里。
And I asked him.
他们。
Shall I go?
他们。They asked me.
I asked Brother Sparks.
我问斯伯克弟兄。
Do you think I should go?
你看我应该不该去呢
He said,
他说
You can,
你可以
But I have to tell you,
但是我要告诉你
Until brother and sister so-and-so are in their grave, there will be no church in such and such a place.
除非某个弟兄某个姊妹在坟墓里就没有教会。
That's exactly what he said. It's till brother and sister so and so are dead in their grave.
除非某个弟兄某个姊妹
not spiritually, physically,
是真正的死在坟墓里面
there will be no church there.
那就不会有教会在那儿。
You know, I was amazed.
我觉得很稀奇。
These two people,
这两个人
they believed in the cross.
他们相信十字架。
They talked about the cross day and night.
他们天天讲十字架。
They talked about the church day and night.
他们天天讲教会。
They lived for Mr. Sparks' ministry.
他们接受史伯克信息的帮助。
And he said,
他说
they are the stumbling block.
他们是绊脚石。
They are the stumbling block.
他们是绊脚石。
While they are alive,
当他们活着的时候
it will never happen.
什么事也不会发生。
And it never has.
那事实是如此。
For they are still alive.
但他们还活着。
Now you laugh.
现在你笑了。
But could it be that I'm a stumbling block?
但是会不会我就是那个绊脚石？
Could it be that you're a stumbling block?
会不会你就是那个绊脚石呢？
Could it be that the Lord says?
会不会主说？
Here is my child.
这是我孩子。
They have such understanding.
他有这样的领会。
Such knowledge of the truth.
有这么多的真理。
But they are a stumbling block.
但是他是绊脚石。
I cannot do it.
我现在做不动。
Because of them.
因为就是他们。
I regularly get letters from this.
我常常接到一些信。
Who are always telling me of everyone else who stops the work of the Lord from being fulfilled in their city.
他一直埋怨说是某某人总是整个工作的拦阻。
It is amazing.
很稀奇。
From young to old.
一直从小到老的。
There are all kinds of people who are stopping the work of the Lord.
他们好像拦阻了神的工作。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说
You are a stumbling block to me.
你是绊我脚的。
Self,
己
even well-taught self.
就是很好的己
Even devoted self.
甚至于很敬虔的己。
Will always be a stumbling block to the work of the Lord.
对于神的工作来讲，常常是绊脚石。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说
Thou mindest not the things of God, but the things of man.
哦，你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
What did he mean?
他什么意思呢
？He meant Peter.
他彼得
，You have a worldly mindset.
你的思想完全是属世的思想。
You have the ways of the world. in your head.
在你的思想里面充满了世界的办法。
This is the problem.
这是难处。
You don't see it through God's eye.
你没有从神的眼睛里来看事情。
You don't see it by the Spirit of God.
你不从神不接触借助神的灵来看事。
You see it through your own understanding.
你是从你自己的领会里面来看。
I do not think the church has ever suffered as much as it has from the human mind.
我想教会受苦受的最多，受损失受的最多的，就是从这些人意来的。
Worldly methods,
世界上的事。
Worldly ideas,
世界的观念。
We could say so much more.
我们可以提到很多。
Thou mindest not the things of God,
你不体贴神的意思。
But the things of men,
你只体贴人的意思。
Now Peter was called.
彼得被呼召。
He was chosen.
他被选择。
He was the first apostle.
他是第一个使徒。
He had a relationship to Christ.
他有基督的启示。
He had a love for him.
他对着他满了爱。
He had real zeal.
他真有热心。
He had genuine revelation.
他有真实的启示。
And yet,
但是
he was uncrucified.
他没有被钉死。
That is why I said.
这就是为什么我说。
The great problem in God's work,
在神的工作里面最大的难处
is the uncrucified work,
就是那个没有被钉十字架的那个我。
Are you such a worker?
你是不是这样的一个工人呢？
I would like to move on.
我现在要说的再说一些。
There are two essentials in service.
在侍奉神的事上有两件事是不可缺的。
And the first essential,
第一个不可缺的
is the work of the cross.
就是十字架的工作。
There can be no real service without the cross.
没有真实的侍奉如果没有十字架。
You and I can work for God.
我们可以为神工作。
But we cannot work with God.
但是我们不能与神同工。
We can work for God without the cross.
我们可以为神工作而不需要十字架。
Using our gifts, using our
用我们自己的本领和恩赐。
Using our energies,
用我们自己的天能。
Using our understanding of the Bible,
用我们所对圣经的领会。
Using even the revelation that may have come to us,
那甚至于有启示。
But we cannot work with God.
但是我们不能与神一同工作。
Well, the only way to work with God is to have self dealt with.
与神一同工作，己必须被对付。
Nor can we work the works of God.
我们也不能够做神的工作。
It is a marvelous thing to work the works of God.
你知道太好了，如果我们能够做神的工作。
To find oneself within the will of God.
我们发现我们这个人是在神的工作里面。
Weak.
软弱
broken
破碎
utterly dependent upon the Lord
完全依靠主
and know the works of God fulfilled
你们让神的工作能够成功
No service of ours is safe without the work of the cross
我们的工作永远不安全的除非有十字架的工作
For there is nothing else that can deal with self but the cross
你知道除了十字架没有什么东西可以对付我们的己
And there is nothing else that can produce spiritual character
没有别的东西能够产生属灵的性格
Let me go a step further
除非十字架让我再说
No one can truly exercise listen to me very carefully No one can exercise truly exercise authority
没有一个人能运用真的权柄
without a deep work of the cross
如果没有十字架更深的工作
power
能权柄
corrupt
权柄常常败坏人
total power totally corrupt
一个完全的权柄常常是一个完全的败坏
it is absolutely true
这是完全真实的
wherever you look in church history
当你看教会历史的时候
and wherever you look today
当你看今天神的
in the work of the Lord
特别在神的工作里
where there is power exercised without the cross
如果有人运用权柄而没有经过十字架
always corrupt
他永远败坏人的
and where there is total power
如果哪里有像独裁一样的东西
that is total dictatorship
那是完全独裁的
it totally corrupt
那是完完全全败坏的
Only the cross,
只有十字架
can keep our exercise of authority safe.
能够保守我们，当我们运用权柄的时候，能够得到安全。
Now, dear child of God,
弟兄姊妹
，we've talked about Peter.
我们提到彼得。
He was the servant of the Lord.
你知道他是神的仆人。
He was the co-worker of Christ.
他是基督的同工。
It was to him,
对他来说
representing all of us,
实在说来代表我们
that Jesus said,
耶稣说
unto thee do I give the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
我把天国的钥匙给你。
Not unto you, plural,
但是不是那个你不是多数的
but unto thee.
你单数的。
Now Peter represents us. I don't believe in a papacy.
我不相信这个我不相信这个教皇制度。那么我相信这里的你是代表我，这个彼得代表我们。
Peter was the first of the apostles.
彼得是使徒的第一个。
And the Lord gives to him the keys.
然后主把钥匙给他。
Now keys represent authority.
你知道钥匙代表权柄。
They represent responsibility.
那代表责任。
They represent power.
代表能力。
You don't give the keys of your house to anybody.
你不会把钥匙给任何人。
Only to those you trust.
只有你信托的人。
Only to those you believe are responsible.
只有你知道是可相信的。
And keys symbolize such authority.
我们知道钥匙象征权柄。
But in spite of the fact,
但是不管这样不
that Peter is a servant of the Lord.
虽然如此，但是彼得还是神的
co-worker with Christ,
基督的同工
and has the keys of the kingdom.
你知道他有天国的钥匙。
He is not secure,
但他不安全
without the cross,
除非他经历十字架。
No matter how much revelation he's had,
那不管他有多少的启示。
No matter how much devotion he has,
不管他有多少的爱主。
No matter how much he's prepared to die for his Lord,
不管他怎样预备好为主寻道。
He's not safe,
但是他不安全。
And so we discover,
所以我们发现
that Peter has to be devastated.
你知道彼得必须被对付。
Devastated,
必须被对付。
In Luke chapter 22,
你看见路加福音第二十二章
we have those amazing words of the Lord Jesus.
你看见我们的主说了一些很宝贝的话。
Chapter 22, verse 31,
三十一节
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan asked to have you.
主说西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你。
That he might sift you as wheat.
好筛你们。
But I have made supplication for thee that thy faith fail not.
像筛麦子一样，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
And do thou, when once thou hast turned again, establish thy brethren.
你回头又要坚固你的弟兄。
It is interesting.
很有趣的。
Here we see almost before the cross a picture of the cross in action.
你知道在十字架的前夕，你看见十字架在这里付诸行动。
It is God.
神。
He is the one who is supreme.
他是最至高的一位。
It is Satan.
撒旦。
Who does the work.
在这里做工。
It is the servant of the Lord.
是神的仆人。
Who is sifted.
被筛
It is the Lord Jesus
是我们的主
who intercedes
为他祷告
God gets the wheat
神得着麦子
and Satan gets the chaff
这个撒旦得着糠
Peter was absolutely devastated
彼得完全被对付了
He said to the Lord just a little later on
他后来说
I will die for you, Lord.
我要为你死主。
Jesus said,
主说
before the cock crow three times,
在讥笑三次以前
you will have denied me.
你要三次不认得我。
Peter was devastated.
彼得被对付了。
Totally devastated.
完全被对付。
All his self-manufactured Christianity.
What? 所有那个
His, all his self-manufactured Christianity.
所有他自己创造这引出来的那个所谓基督教全去了。
Go
去了。
All his self-produced service.
他所有自己所产生出来的侍奉。
Go
去了。
He was left with nothing but what the Lord had done in him.
他现在什么都没有，剩下主所做的。
Deep within his spirit.
在他的灵的深处。
Not on the surface.
不是在表面上。
Not in his head.
不是在他脑子里。
Not in his emotions.
不是在他情感里。
Deep within his spirit.
就在他灵的深处。
Was faith. Was a faith.
有信心，信心。
Jesus said, "I have prayed that your faith fail not."
主耶稣说，我要祈求叫你不至于失了信心。
That faith,
这个信心
was the gift of God.
是神的恩赐。
It did not fail.
没有失败。
Everything else went.
什么都完了。
And he finally came through.
他终于经过了。
A different Peter.
他终于过来了，是一个不同的彼得。
Broken.
一个破碎的彼得。
His self life never to be the same.
现在他整个人完全不一样。
Like Jacob,
就像雅各一样。
He would limp for the rest of his life.
他一生腿都是瘸的。
But God had looked on him.
但是神照顾他。
You remember?
你看见吗
？Jesus looked on him.
你知道主照顾。
Just like Jacob.
就像雅各一样。
Jacob said,
雅各
，This is Peniel.
这是毕努伊勒。
The face of God.
神的面。
I have looked upon the face of the Lord, and I have lived.
我虽然看见神的面，我却仍旧活着。
This is the principle of the cross at work in the servant of God's life.
你知道，这就是十字架工作的原则，特别在神的仆人中间。
We don't all have such a dramatic experience as Peter.
我们常常没有像彼得这样戏剧化的经历。
But every servant of the Lord has to have the same experience in principle.
但是每一个神的仆人都要有这样同样的十字架的经历。
If you're going to serve the Lord,
如果你要侍奉神
，you are going to be broken of all your own ability.
你整个的能力要完全被破碎。
All your own self-trust,
你所有的自信。
All your confidence in your own ability.
你所有的自信和自己天然的能力。
All your own energies.
所有你自己的能力。
You will be nothing.
你什么都没有了。
And then the Spirit of God will come upon you.
然后现在神的灵要临到你身上。
And then the Lord will be released to you.
然后主就能从你身上得到释放。
And then you will work with God.
然后你能够与神一同工作。
And then you will work the works of God.
然后你能够做神的工作。
In principle, we see it here.
你看见这是这原则，我们就看这些。
Dear child of God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，I'm often asked about natural gifts.
我常常被问到关于天然的恩赐
，natural talents，
天然的天口才
，natural abilities，
天然的能力，天然的本领。
If a person can't speak，
如果有一个人会说话
，How can they preach？How can they preach?
如果他不会说话，怎么会传呢？
Spurgeon once said,
斯普珍有一次说，
If you would preach,
如果你要传的话，
You must have two good lungs.
你一定有两个很好的肺，你一定有很好的肺活量。
Now that is the physical.
你知道这是身体上的。
But to say,
但是我们要说，
That you need to have a natural gift for speaking.
如果你说你需要天然的这个恩赐来说话，
To be a preacher,
为主说话，
That is not so.
不是这样的。
Let me put it this way.
让我这样说。
Whatever gifts you have,
不管你的有什么样的恩赐，
whether it is the ability to preach,
或者你有本领传福音传道，
whether it's the ability to communicate,
或者你有本领这个传递信息，
whether it is a natural care for other people,
或者你关心别人，
whether it is a natural organizing ability,
或者你天然的组织的能力，
whether it is the ability to make money,
或者你有本领能赚钱，
whether it is the ability to exercise hospitality,
或者你有本领能够接待远客。
Every gift has to go to the cross.
所有的恩赐都要经过十字架。
We have to surrender it.
我们必须投降才行。
And it goes to the cross.
必须经过十字架。
It goes into the tomb.
那么一直进到坟墓里。
And the Lord raises it.
然后我们的主在复活里带出来。
And then He fills it.
然后他充满它。
Some people can play a piano.
有的人会弹钢琴。
And all I hear is them.
我们听到的就是他们在弹琴。
I think how gifted they are.
你看他们弹的真好。
How able.
他弹得真好。
How clever.
他弹得真好。
Other people play the piano.
另外一个人弹钢琴。
And I hear the Lord.
我听见了。
And somehow the Lord touches me.
但是不知道为什么主摸着我。
Some people can speak.
有的人能说话。
And I think, what a clever verse.
你看这个人真聪明。
How very clever.
他真聪明。
What wonderful words.
真是这个话说得真好。
What great ability.
他很有能力。
But that's all.
但这就这么多了。
Other people speak.
另外一个人说话。
And I know the Lord.
我就想到主。
He speaks to me.
主对我说话。
He's speaking to my heart.
主对我们的心说话。
Now what is the difference?
你看见这个不同吗？
The difference is a gift.
一个是本领。
That has never gone to Calvary.
这个恩赐没有经过十字架。
And the gift that's gone to Calvary.
另外一个恩赐经过十字架。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
But our time has gone.
我们的时间没有了。
And I must just mention the second essential.
我现在要提到另外一件不可缺少的事。
And the second essential, of course.
另外一个不可缺少的。
Is the anointing of the Spirit.
那就是圣灵的
高油。That's an absolute essential in service.
圣灵的高是必须的。
There is no such thing as service without the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们侍奉神不可能没有圣灵的膏油。
Wherever you look in the Bible,
不管你读圣经什么地方的圣经
，prophet, priest, or king,
或者是祭司、先知或者君王
，all had to be anointed.
都必须被膏才可以。
They could not operate under the direction of God but for the anointing.
他们只有在圣灵膏底下，他们才能够在服在神的权下。
So the anointing of the Holy Spirit is an absolute necessity.
圣灵的膏油是完全必须的。
For clothing with power.
穿上能力。
When you've got a job to do.
当你要做事你必须穿
上能力。If you're a servant.
如果你是神的仆人。
You be clothed.
你一定要穿上能力。
You can't work in the kitchen in silk.
你不能够穿着丝绸的衣服在厨房里做事。
You must have the proper clothing.
你一定要有适当的衣服。
You can't work on an engine in a car.
你不能够在车子在弄车修车的时候。
In a 1,000-pound suit.
你穿个很华美的衣服。穿一百这个非常华美的一千美金的衣服。
So the Holy Spirit clothes us.
你知道圣灵要把我们穿上。
So that we can do the job.
这样我们可以做工。
The Holy Spirit gives us power.
那圣灵给我们能力。
So that we can forget ourselves.
这样我们可以忘记我们自己。
We're not self-conscious.
我们就不再充满自觉。
But we're only conscious of what the Lord has given us to do.
那么我们只感觉到神要我们所做，主要我们所做的。
No power that throws its weight around.
你说如果没有能力，我们就恍恍惚惚。
But the ability to do the job God has given us to do.
但是我们如果要做能做主的工作
，without being inhibited.
我们能够不受于拘束
，without being all the time so fearful.
我们不再觉得恐惧战惊。
We need power. We need power.
我们需要能力
，and we need the equipment.
我们需要装备。
If you're going to do a job,
如果你要做一件事
in the garden,
在公园里面
you need a fork,
或在花园里面 你需要铲子等等
yes, a spade or whatever else,
铲子这些东西
but you don't use that for cooking a meal,
但是你不用那个来煮饭的
if you're going to conduct an operation on somebody,
如果你要开刀的话
you don't come with a hatchet and a tree saw,
你不会拿个锯子啊这些东西子拿来
you have other instruments,
你有别的东西来做
you must have the right equipment,
你要有对的这个东西
this is all within the anointing,
你知道这都在圣灵的
高 and the anointing is upon the Lord Jesus,
圣灵的高是在基督身上
and if we are members of the body,
那我们是基督的身体
that anointing is ours,
所以这个高是我们的
but don't be foolish about this,
但是不要弄错了
don't just think,
不要这样想
it's mine, it's mine,
这是我的，这是我的
you,It's on Jesus.
在基督身上。
There's not enough.
这个不够。
It's not enough.
这是不够的。
You must enter in yourself.
你必须进入才行。
Jesus was born of the Spirit.
我们的主是从圣灵怀孕。
And Jesus was indwelt of the Holy Spirit.
基督是住在圣灵里。
For 30 years.
三十年。
And after 30 years.
经过了三十年。
Being born of the Spirit.
他是从圣灵生的
and indwelt with the Spirit
住在圣灵里
he was anointed with the Spirit
他被圣灵膏
now what I am saying is this
现在我所说是这样
that for service
为着侍奉
there is an anointing of the Spirit
有圣灵的膏油。
And we cannot push one another into that anointing before God's time.
除非神到的时候，我们不能够把人就把他推到里面去。
We have to be prepared by the Lord Himself.
我们必须让主准备好了。
And the deeper the preparation,
我们主准备的越多
，the more powerful the anointing.
那这样这个膏就带着更多的能力。
But seek the anointing.
但愿我们寻求这个膏油。
It is yours.
这是你的。
It is your birthright.
这是你的名，这是你的权利。
It is something won for you to the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
这是因为我们的主已经成就了，成功了他的工作。
But here is our problem.
那现在我们的难处在
哪？ The Holy Spirit will not touch the flesh.
你知道圣灵的膏油不倒在肉体上。
That is the problem.
这是难处。
He will not inspire the flesh.
他绝对不倒在肉体上。
He will not use the flesh.
他绝不用肉体。
He will not even come upon the
It
is said in the word.
神的主的话说
Holy anointing oil shall not touch the flesh.
那圣膏油绝不接触肉体。
Here is our problem.
这是我们的难处了。
If we are not prepared for the deep work of the cross,
如果我们没有准备好经历十字架更深的工作
we will never know the anointing of the Holy.
我们永远不知道什么叫做圣灵的膏油。
Now some people say we must have the cross first and the Spirit second.
那有的人说我们应该先是十字架后是圣灵。
And others tell us we must have the Holy Spirit first and the cross.
有的人说先是圣灵后是十字架。
My dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
I'm not sure that I will enter into this.
那我想我不要和在这里有争论。
All I will say is
我要这样说
It matters not.
没有关系。
So long as the cross and the Spirit go together.
只要圣灵和十字架是并行的。
If the Holy Spirit comes upon us,
如果圣灵临到我们
be sure of this.
你可以确定
It will not last.It will not last.
不会持久。
Unless we know the cross.
除非我们认识十字架。
Only the cross can make the anointing of the Holy Spirit a permanent reality.
那只有十字架能够带给我们那个圣灵持久的同在。
And if we have an experience of the cross,
如果我们有十字架的经历
look to God to give you that anointing.
我们可以仰望主给我们那个圣灵的膏油。
So that in your brokenness,
所以当我们这个破碎的时候
in your weakness,
就在我们软弱的时候
in your sense of being utterly dependent upon the Lord,
当你觉得完全依靠主无助的时候
you may not fail.
你不会你
go ahead. may not fail.But know the power of God.
你能够知道神的能力。
For the power of God is made perfect in weakness.
因为神的能力是在人的软弱身上显得完全。
The power of the Lord tabernacles upon our brokenness.
我们知道基督的能力是在我们身上支搭帐篷。
So I must finish.
所以我想要停在这里。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说
，He that would be great among you.
在你们中间要伟大的
Let him be as a hired
servant 让他做雇工
But he that would be first
但他要愿为首第一个
Let him be bond slave of all
让他做众人的仆人
No rights
没有权利
No rights
没有一点权利
Actually
事实上
The bond slave had one right
你知道奴仆有一个权利
After so many years
经过多少年以后
He could go to his master
他可以到他的主人那里说
And say master
告诉主人说
I'm going out
I'm going
out.
我现在走了。
And the master had to say, go.
那主人说你去吧。
He had to leave his wife.
他要离开他的妻子。
And he had to leave his children.
他要离开他儿女。
He could go.
走。
He was free.
他可以走了。
But if he said,
但他如果说
I love my master.
我爱我的主人。
I will not go out free.
我不愿意离去。
Then he will go to his master.
那他要到他的主人那里。
And say, master.
主人说
I want to stay with you forever.
我要与你一同，我永远与你在一起。
Now listen.
请听。
Then the law says.
然后根据神的话说
The master shall take him.
主人要带他
by the hand
带着拉着他的手
and take him so the Talmud says and to the door
然后到门那里
and take his ear
那拿着他耳朵
and pierce it through
然后要钻进一个洞
now actually
穿
they wore a little gold ring in the ear
然后他们弄一点金属在那里
this was the sign
这个是一个记号
this bond slave
这个奴仆
Never wants his freedom.
他永远不要自由。
His ear,
他的耳朵
is pierced,
是被开通了。
Now, why the ear?
为什么耳朵呢?
Why didn't the master take his hand?
为什么不用他的手呢?
And put a ring on his hand?
为什么不放那个戒指在上面?
It didn't have to be the same hand as the master. It could be the opposite.
可能是另外一个手。
Why didn't the master take his wrist?
为什么不用他这个
手? And put a bracelet.
放手镯在上面呢?
Or take his ankle.
或者弄个脚镣在上面。
Put a bracelet round it.
或者再放在脚
镣。Don't laugh at me.
不要笑
Because doesn't a service servant use his hand?
难道说仆人不要用手吗
What's all this about the ear?
为什么耳朵呢
Nothing to do with a servant
这个和侍奉有什么关系呢手
Hey, the important
手是最首要的
What's the point of having a servant if he has no hands?
那如果没有手怎么能服侍呢
What's the point of having a servant if he has no feet?
如果没有脚怎么服侍呢
He can't run here and run
他不能跑这里跑那里
He can't use his hands
他不能用手拿这个拿那个
Listen carefully.
请你注意听。
Service does not begin with hands.
侍奉不是从手开始的。
Nor with feet.
也不是从脚开始的。
But with the ear.
侍奉是从耳朵开始的。
If a servant can't hear,
如果仆人不能听
he can be like Mr. Superman.
他会像一个超人一样
And he can be strong.
他很强很强
Healthy.
非常的
Able.
很能干
But what is the use?
但是有什么用呢
I say to him.
我对他说
He can't hear.
他听不见他听不见
Point of having a servant.
那这个你要一个佣人做什么呢
Oh, he says.
他说
How dare you?
你怎么敢这样说
I am a very good servant.
我是个很好的仆人
I am a physicist.
我是个物理学家
I speak a number of languages.
我说好几种语言
I am in the university.
我在大学里面
But I say.
我说
Look here.
看
You may have.Royal Chinese blood in you.
你也许有纯粹的中国血统血在留在。
But if you come here,
如果你不能听
what's that used to be?
你对我来讲有什么用处呢
If I say go cook the meal,
我说你去煮饭吧。
But you can't hear.
但你听不见。
You just go on doing your own thing.
你做你自己的事情。
I say cook the meal.
我说你是煮烧饭。
He's going on doing his own thing.
他做他自己的事。
What is the use of a servant who can't hear?
你像这样的佣人有什么用呢？
My dear friend,
我的弟兄姊妹
the work of God is filled with servants who can't hear.
你知道神的工作里面充满了这许多不能听的神的仆人
They cannot hear what the Lord is saying.
他们不能听主所说什么。
That's why the bond slave had to have his ear pierced.
这就是为什么仆人的耳朵必须被开通。
It is exactly the same thing with the leper. With the leper.
大麻风。
When he was cleansed,
当他被洁净的时候
blood,
血
on his ear,
要抹在耳垂上
on his thumb,
大拇指上
on his toe,
大脚趾上
Now wait,
请注意听
oil,
油
on his ear,
在耳朵上
on his thumb,
大拇指
On his foot,
大脚趾
On his big toe. Now why?
为什么
Why the ear?
为什么耳朵
Because for God,
为着神，向着神
Hearing,
听
is the beginning of everything.
是一切事的开始。
If we cannot hear our master,
如果我们不能听我们的主人
how can we serve?
我们怎么可能侍奉他
？So my dear child of God,
所以弟兄姊妹
，at the very end of Elijah's life,
在以利亚最后的一段。
This man who represented service in the Old Testament,
他代表旧约的侍奉
he fled,
他逃
all the way down from the north of Israel to the very far south.
他一直从以色列北方逃到南方
as fast as he could go.
他逃得最尽快
You know why?
你知道为什么
Because some little tiny, dainty, aristocratic lady had said something.
因为一个很微不足道的人说了一些事，说了一些话。
Elijah was such a strong man.
你想，以利亚是一个这样刚强的一个人。
He even ran 20 miles.
那他甚至
proud. Yeah, 20 miles he ran.
哦，他一共跑了二十英里。
At some strength.
很
some strength.
他很有能力的。
Really, he was a strong man.
他实在是个很有力量的人。
He had faced all the 400 priests of Baal.
他有400个巴黎的先知
fearlessly
他根本不怕他们
and slew them all
而且完全把他们击杀
and the Lord answered by fire
你知道神从天上用火来表明神答应了他祷告
and now
现在呢
a little feminine tiny little painted woman
一个小妇人
and all she said
他说那么一点话
She didn't even see him
他根本看也没看到他
He said to somebody
他对别人说
God help me
神帮助我
If I don't have his head
如果我没有不拿他的头
By this time tomorrow
在明天这个时候
And this great man
这个人
Run for his life
他跑就自己去逃命就拼命逃命了
South
他一直逃命往南逃
And when he got near Bethlehem
到了伯利恒
He flung himself under a juniper tree
他就到了罗藤树下
And said, I want to die.
他说我要死了
And an angel shook him.
然后天使加添他力量
Here is your breakfast.
那这是你的早饭
And he had his breakfast.
那他有了吃了早饭
And then the angel said, now go to sleep.
那天使你可以睡了
Did you realize God sometimes helps us go in the wrong direction?
你知道许多时候我们走错了路神还帮助我们呢
Then in the evening,
然后晚上的时候
The angel woke him again.
然后天使把他摇醒
Supper.
好，吃晚饭了。
And he had his supper.
然后他吃了他晚饭。
Now you can go on in the wrong direction.
好，现在你再走错的方向吧。
The angels helped him, giving him strength to go in the wrong direction.
你知道天使加添的力量叫他走错的道路。
Till really he couldn't go any further.
那一直到他走不动了。
And then,
然后
he came to the mount of God.
然后他来到神的山。
And then he went and climbed up the mount of God.
然后他爬上神的山。
Horrid.
到河烈山
And there in that mountain
就在那个河烈山
God said to him
神对他说
Elijah
以利亚
What are you doing here?
你在这里做什么
In other words
换一句话说
Who told you to come?
谁告诉你要跑到这里
Oh said Elijah
以利亚说
Lord they're killing all your prophets
说他杀害了所有的先知
And now they're even after me
那他现在甚至要追杀我
Then the Lord said watch
那神对他说
And a huge wind came and broke the rocks of the mountain.
然后狂风过来，就所有的碎石都崩掉了。
Elijah stood. Wonderful.
好极了。
Oh, he said, Lord, wonderful.
太好，太好了。
Wonderful.
太好了。
Look, said the Lord.
你看神说。
Then a great fire came.
然后一阵大火。
Burnt up everything.
然后把所有都烧了。
Elijah stood.
以利亚。
Oh, he said, Lord.
他说好极了，太好了。
Wonderful.
好极了。
Then the Lord said, Look.
然后神说你看
And an earthquake shook the whole place.
然后地震摇撼整个地方
Oh, Elijah didn't run away, didn't go down. He stood there.
Marvelous,
wonderful.
他是好极了
These fireworks of yours, Lord, wonderful.
这个烟火太好，太美妙了
Wonderful.
太好了
And then,
然后
A still, small voice.
一个微小的声音
In Hebrew,
在希伯来文
a sound of gentle quietness
好像是一个很安静
a voice of gentle quiet
一个声音是非常祥和安静的
a whisper
像细语一样像耳语一样
and then this great Elijah
然后这个伟大的以利亚
flung his mantle round his head
他就这样做
And he got on his knees.
然后就这样做。
Really?
这样。
On his knees.
他就匍匐下来。
And he humbled himself.
他谦卑他自己。
He learned the greatest lesson of his life.
这是他一生学的很大的功课。
His whole ministry.
他整个的侍奉。
Was mighty wind.
就像那个大风一样
Mighty fire
就像大火一样
Earth shaking
像地震一样
But that was the symptoms
这个不过是一个病状
The essential thing in service
那在整个侍奉的基本的是
Is to hear the voiceOf the Lord.
是听见神的声音
And this is how the book of Revelation ends
这就是启示录怎么结束的
He that hath an ear
凡有耳的
Let him hear
就应当听
So my dear brothers and sisters
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
There's no way you and I will ever hear the Lord
我们永远不会听见主的话。
When we have an unbroken, uncrucified self,
如果我们的己还是那么刚强，
it is so full of its own thoughts,
而且我们充满了自己，
full of its own will,
充满了自己的意思，
full of its own interests,
充满了自己的兴趣，
it can only hear what it wants to hear,
他只要听他所要听的，
it cannot hear the Lord,
他听不见主说的话。
Only when God breaks us,
当主破碎我们，
then we can hear even the gentlest whisper of the Lord.
但是能听非常非常微小的声音。
This is the cross and service.
这是十字架与侍奉。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
will you serve the Lord?
你要侍奉神吗？
Even though it cost you your self life,
虽然要要付上你整个己生命的代价。
Will you serve the Lord?
你要侍奉主吗？
Will you allow the Holy Spirit to start this work in your life?
你愿意让十字架在你身上开始工作吗？
This work of discipline,
这个管制的工作。
This work of changing you,
这个变化的工作。
This work of breaking you,
这个破碎的工作。
This work of anointing you,
这个膏油涂抹的工作。
The whole work of God,
整个神的工作。
Depends on men and women who will say, "Here am I."
完全在乎许多人能够说我在这里。
Send me,
差遣我。
Shall we pray?
我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
it's not more servants of yours we need.